love working with them. I think there's just some things that are challenging, like when we have a bunch of gear and equipment that we need to bring in, we're like always wondering about storage space, and the more we invest in all these cool activities we want to do, the more we acquire items, and the more we like want to do really experimental things and need specific setups and need like people who are chill with us doing really crazy things. And eventually we're like, maybe we should just have our own space to do things that we want to, kind of thing. But yeah, we believe in first and foremost like working with everyone that's already out there that is running cool spaces, and building more connection across the board. I think the need for our own venue is still very present.
Now, I know this is not something you might maybe be able to fully answer, but is the idea that a venue of your own would be based in like the city of Vancouver specifically, or would you be willing to like be in like Burnaby or New West or something like that?
I think that's an interesting question. Like, I think that it's up to the membership what works best for us all. And given that most of us are Vancouver based, and because of the kind of skyrocketing prices of land and the venues being shut down in Vancouver, I think we want definitely to have a space in Vancouver. But I think it's also a model that we hope could be replicated in other parts of the city. Like, we have some members who are based in Surrey, and they're talking with other local stakeholders to explore the option of opening a venue in Surrey, which is fantastic. And maybe one day we have like a bit of a broader reach, but I think we're really responding to the needs of our membership as they evolve. And most of us are like Vancouver based musicians and people who are seeing the demise of spaces there. My dream is to open like some big warehouse in the middle of like the warehouse district.
Kind of like a Green Auto sort of
like
vibe.
Like a Green Auto vibe, but also like an after hours vibe too. So it's just like open all the time, and you can just come hang out there, and you can make as much noise as you want at any point.
You just walk in at 2 p.m., people are wailing on guitars.
Oh, hell yeah. Yes, please. Like, let's make some noise. I think we need to make some noise in this city.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we need to... Yeah, I think we just need to make more noise.
Yeah.
Period.
Enough with this NIMBYism. Yes, in my backyard.
Oh, man. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just thinking about so many, like, instances of, like... Of moments where noise has just been frowned upon in times where I feel like it's very much been needed. So
yeah.
It's cool. It's definitely not an uncommon want in the city. And I think things like Venue Co-op kind of tap into that.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're big and we're loud, and it doesn't work for everyone. But we want to create a space that is like open invitation for all to participate. We also like quiet things, too. We had a very nice little member social where we love to do karaoke, but then some of our members expressed that they don't want every member social to be karaoke.
Okay.
And so we're like, what if we did karaoke over here, but over here there was a crafting table? And everyone loved it. There was karaoke and there was crafting. So at Everything But the Bagel, there's also going to be like some low stim activities and stuff.
Awesome.
Because not everyone wants to rock and roll 24/7, you know.
Yeah, crafting and collaging is such a beautiful thing, and I it's cool that I feel like I'm speaking from such like an uneducated point, because I feel like I only started doing these kind of things like maybe like a year ago. But it's really life changing.
Yeah, crafting and wow, tell me more. I'm so not like a crafter personally. But.
Oh my gosh, it's just very like therapeutic. But at the same time, like it's also so deeply social, because you're doing it around like you can lock in and then one moment be like, wow, that thing you made is so beautiful, and then immediately go and lock back in into what you were making.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's just like a really really nice thing in that sense. But I want to talk more about the socials. So is that like a common thing with Venue Co-op? If you were part of the membership, there are these like social events that you hold as well?
Yeah, we do little member socials. We try to do them once a month.
Oh, okay.
Usually they involve karaoke. They always involve food. And it's just a fun time, and it's like an opportunity for members to get to know each other. Sometimes people want to work on things. I say go for it. Like at our last one, they were doing taxes in the corner, like a few of our board members. And I'm like, you guys have fun. I'm here to sing karaoke and make beads.
The taxes of the organization?
The taxes of Venue Co-op, yes.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Not just their own.
No, not their own. I mean, they're welcome to do. You can do whatever
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, sure.
And I think it was really awesome because we booked Take Your Time Front, which is their kind of room that was next to the venue.
652
Kingsway.
Yeah.
And it was such a vibe. It was excellent. Yeah, the member socials are great. And we also do like just private parties with members because, you know, we all become friends and it's really fun and we just want to hang out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you should become a member.
You pointed at me, but I think that's also
you
what I asked
all,
for everyone.
I'm pointing at everyone actually, but mm-hmm. I did point at you.
All right, well, maybe, but let's take another break with an artist that's going to be playing during, what is this?
Hyperpoptopia.
Hyperpoptopia, that is so lovely. This is
Surlaf
with their album QT Slime Volume 1. First track, What Are We Fighting For? We're back with Speak Up, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. That was Surlaf with What Are We Fighting For? You can hear them at the Hyperpoptopia portion of Everything But the Bagel 2. And Ivan, the next thing I wanted to talk about and ask you is, you know, with four different venues, a 12 to 14 hour span of time, mm-hmm. where the heck are you going to be during all of this?
That's an excellent question. Kind of everywhere and nowhere at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm kind of overseeing the event And luckily, every activation has its own lead, so there's always someone there. But my role and the role of Venue Co-op is to support the execution of this event. So I'm there early in the morning. We're doing a Costco run to get all the food. I'm helping set up the community market. Mostly I'm starting my day at Ethos Lab, getting everything set up, greeting all the volunteers who are coming in, and assigning them little jobs to do. We have a food inspector coming in at 11 a.m. to give us the green light.
Awesome.
So, you know, interfacing with that, interfacing with the venue. Once the event starts at noon, I'm kind of everything's set up, and I'm kind of there helping out with transitions between activities and making sure everyone has everything they need. I'll be moderating the panel at 1 p.m. And then kind of just floating around until the evening show. So there's I'm going to be quite busy. I'm sure I'll be quite busy, but last year it was horrendous. I was like, I was up for 24 hours because the event started at like 9 a.m. and went till 6 a.m. the next day, which was just, that was so much.
Oh, gosh.
And we didn't really have as much of a delegation of things. So this time I'm more like a redundancy for everyone, and there's like 25 volunteers that are going to be helping out, and like a bunch of different leads and stuff. So yeah, hopefully my day won't be too stressful. And then I do play in the evening with Beastie Band. I play keys in Beastie, so that's around 8:45. And after that, I just get to hang out and enjoy Hyperpoptopia.
Awesome. That's, I'm glad that you get time to hang out and just, and listen to some Hyperpop.
Totally.
Gosh, and I know that because the venues are all very close to each other, all within the same block. But even still, I imagine that's quite a bit of
walking. It's a lot of steps. Yes, it's a lot of steps. We actually do have a very fun little company that is providing a carting service
between
venues. I think they're called Heya Carts or something. So I might hop on one of those for fast transport, but you know, I gotta get my steps in somehow. So, so I'm good. I'm ready. I've been training for this day. All my time in the gym is so I can execute massive festivals.
Exactly. So that everything but the bagel happens as it needs to.
Exactly.
Are part of these events are you know, how much of these events kind of goes towards the recruitment or like branding of Venue Co-op?
What do you mean?
As in like, you know, is there like a table or a portion or a section where, you know, people who are like, well, what is this place can like find out more?
Yes. So this time around, we're actually doing that. It's something that we've struggled with a little bit is... Okay. So we put in all our energy to throwing this really awesome event, and then we forget to mention that, hey, we're Venue Co-op, and we, like, organized and funded this, and we want you to become members. So this time around, we had a conversation about it, and we're like, how are we going to do engagement, member engagement, at this event? So we have Venue Co-op booths that are going to be scattered around the event at all the different venues. And we have volunteers that are our members who are going to be representing Venue Co-op. You can go ask them more about the co-op and how to join as members. We'll have little posters around with more info about membership. And we have screen-printed merch that is going to be hot off the press. I'm picking it up tomorrow, and I'm very excited. We hired a local screen-printing artist called Annie Canto, who also prints my band's merch and stuff. And I'm so excited. So I think the merch will be very, very eye-catching. And I think what we want is for people to attend the event and have a good time and realize the work it took to put it on, and also that we're all just like just average people. Like nobody here has a bunch of money or anything. We're all pretty new to the game, but we managed to do something of a large scale like this. And if they're inspired by that, to join the cause and get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. I think events like this are show what's possible, and I think in showing what's possible, hopefully attract more people
yes.
to the cause. What is the fee structure for this event look like? Because, I, you know, with it being in four different venues, mm-hmm. do you just have, like, a singular pass and then you have access to all of it?
Yes. So there's a full access festival pass is $25.
Okay.
Which I feel like for a festival is really cheap. It's, mm-hmm. like, the, you know, same cost as the show. The daytime activities are free, though. So all the activities at Ethos Lab are free and at the main and third plaza are free. In case someone just wants to go and check it out and
right, someone's
and hang
just walking
out.
By and like
yeah, totally. We don't want to like. Essentially, we wanted to do the opposite of what a lot of festivals do, which is take a public space and privatize it, like make you pay money to go to the park where there's music happening. So we wanted to do the opposite. We're like, okay, we're taking a private space and we're making it public. We're making it free. So that's Ethos Lab and the Plaza, and then Hargrove Studios is kind of an in between. So you can. You can get in there if you have a festival pass, so it's included. Or if you don't want to get the full festival pass, it's just by donation. And that's because we incurred some costs renting that space for those activities. So each space, we kind of thought about what is the most sustainable way to do cost recovery on this space. And with Redgate, we have a profit share model where we split on the door and bar sales. So for that one, that's where the festival passes go towards supporting that space. And then we have other models of sustaining the cost of renting Ethos Lab and the cost of renting Hargrove and stuff.
Okay.
So we're always trying to make it as accessible as possible while also financially sustainable for us.
Yeah, I mean, $25 is a full festival fee seems very normal.
Yeah. yeah, I'm hoping people will just see it and like buy some for their friends, and that supports the whole festival overall for sure. But specifically it goes towards the Redgate portion of the show.
For sure. So I know that your band Beastie is going to be performing. For those tuning in, Beastie is a song that I'm not unsure if is released yet, but something along the lines of Hit You With a Stick.
Yes.
Are there going to be pool noodles in the crowd?
You bet. Yes, of course. Yeah, Beastie has a very fun song where people battle each other with pool noodles. So if you're into that and want to have some fun, yeah, Beastie's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. It was funny. I remember because I interviewed Charlie like months ago.
Hell yeah, nice.
About Beastie. And then, like, a couple of days later, they sent me some of the demos, which felt very, like, cool and official. I was like, wow, I received music demos. But the songs are so sick.
Yeah, they're
really so
fun.
Cool. And it'll be very cool to hear them, I guess, once they're, like, officially out and, I guess, not demos anymore.
Yes. I think very soon.
Okay, that is awesome. And, yeah, they'll definitely be airing here at CJSF, so stay tuned for that.
Great.
Yeah, I guess to get more personal, and now we're like kind of nearing the end of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get involved with BC in the first place?
With BC?
Yes.
Well, Charlie and I have been jamming together in local like jazz and improv circles for a while now, maybe for 3 years now. And Charlie, I remember distinctly one time, I think our very first time jamming together, we were just at like a musician's jam, and I was on the keys and Charlie was on voice, and we looked at each other and we're like, wow, something magical is happening right now, and I think we have to collaborate. And so it was a while still until Beastie kind of materialized, and we met up at my studio a couple times and played some of Charlie's songs, and I really loved them. And then we got Morgan, our drummer, involved, and bass player Kenan, and second vocalist Jen. Sometimes we manage to be a full five piece. I would say I'm the keys player in Beastie. Charlie's really the one spearheading it. I have another band, Doom Loops, that I'm a little more actively involved in. But yeah, Beastie is fantastic, and I love just ripping it on the keys, and that's what I get to do in Beastie. So it's a lot of fun.
Dang. I just hearing that description, you saying like, oh yeah, Beastie, the band I'm in where I play keys, and then also Doom Loops, and also Venue Co-op, YVR. Also,
no, stop.
It just doesn't remind me. Yeah, is that how you're able to do it all, by compartmentalizing in a sense? Or
I think, for better or for worse, I've always been a very high capacity person.
Okay.
And for me, these things are all related. Like venue co-op is what is building opportunities for the bands I'm in and the broader music scene, and kind of ensuring the long-term development of what we're all doing, basically. And I think Doom Loops was kind of my first foray into the music scene as a member of a band and stuff. And so they're all really related. And to me, that's kind of one big component of my life. And there are other things that I do for income. Like, I'm not getting paid doing any of this, really. Hopefully one day. But it helps that all these things are related for me. And yeah, I don't know. I see a lot of overlap.
Hmm. And that overlap is what kind of keeps it flowing.
Yes. It's not like, I think this is something I've been seeking in my life, is just more coalescence of all the things that I'm doing. Because I used to kind of play music on the side and be a co-op organizer and have a job and whatnot. And now I see, thankfully, all these different components in my life are kind of merging now, which is really, really nice. So they're all strategically aligned in my mind somehow, and I feel really good about doing all of them.
You know, that's so interesting, because you describing that, it immediately, the thought that came to my head is like, oh, this is like an exact reflection of what you're doing with Everything But the Bagel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all of these kind of like interspersed things that maybe on first glance don't really have anything to do with each other, but when you put them all together, like, it is very like harmonious.
Yes, I think so. I think so.
And maybe you're just the type of person that gravitates towards that sort of thing.
Chaos? Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't say the word chaos, but I mean, I guess in times that can be chaotic.
Yes, it's like a beautiful chaos where everything's really dynamic. Mm-hmm. Like, developments at Venue Co-op affect opportunities for one of, you know, both bands and whatnot. And, like, also, I have kind of a solo project as well, where sometimes we'd want to do, like, some DJing or something, and then I get to participate. And I've just learned a lot and gained lots of skills through the events that we've been doing. So it's good for my personal development as well. Like, I really want to work in big festivals someday, or maybe like Everything But the Bagel becomes a really big festival that everyone knows about and wants to attend. But I just love it. It's like creating something with your own hands and with your own mind, and like seeing it pop up in public space is a really fantastic thing. Like, you really can just do anything you want to do if you have enough people and resources. And yeah.
You can really do anything you want to do if you have enough people and resources.
Yeah, wait, we even have like a little saying. I think it says, anything is possible if we bring our resources together. I don't know. It was like an early saying of Venue Co-op. But yeah, pretty much that's the gist of it, is like everything is possible with the right people and resources. I don't know. Check out the Instagram for the way more succinct version of that quote.
And it seems like all of this is possible because of the community that Venue Co-op has cultivated.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of volunteer work. It's not just money.
Yeah, I'm gonna find it. I promise.
Is it one of those things that kind of like scrolled at the bottom?
Yes. Feel free to do something while I find that.
We're almost there. I think, though, once you find that quote...
I found it.
Oh, okay.
Together, we have everything we need to make anything possible.
That's beautiful.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I found it. There
and
we
that's
go.
And that together is the big thing there.
Yes, mm-hmm. Together.
Okay, well, we're nearing the end of this interview. And before we end off, I think we owe it to our listeners to maybe just give another quick overview of what they can expect from this Everything But the Bagel 2 event.
Yeah.
From venue to venue.
Sure.
If you're down to go over it again.
I absolutely am. Okay, so okay. Buckle up. Saturday, August 22nd, this coming Saturday, we're going from noon till 2 a.m. across four venues. We've got Ethos Lab, where there will be food, a community market, workshops, DJ open decks, and a film screening. We have the main and third plaza, where there will be art making and some outdoor music. We have Hargrove Studios, where there will be a somatic storytelling dance workshop, and the Soup Jam, which is an interdisciplinary music and arts jam, from 3 to 5. And then at Redgate is the evening show. Doors are at 7. There's going to be live bands. There's going to be electronic acts. There's going to be indie video games and clown go-go dancers. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be an awesome day.
I think that was the perfect plug.
I think that I hope this is being recorded. I might have to utilize this.
No, it certainly is. That I'll send you the recording.
Please
after
do.
The fact. Yeah.
Thank you. That was probably the most eloquent I've ever been.
Well, I'm glad that you saved it for 55 minutes into us
yes.
talking together.
Hell yeah.
Which is a lot. But thank you all so much for tuning in for this hour of Speak Up with myself and Ivan Yankovic of Venue Co-op YVR. And Doom Loops and Beastie and I'm sure other things that I'm missing out on here. But
that's more than enough.
All right, to end off, let's play another track from Surlof. You know, I'm feeling like it's a very
yeah.
hyper pop morning.
I suggest Hit It.
Hit It.
I Is think it's the second one.
Oh, okay. Let's do it. Let's do it. Hit It. Once again, that was Surlof with Hit It. Thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of Speak Up, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for Intravenous with Nicole Hines. And coming up in just about a few seconds, we've got Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman.
Hi, I'm Amy.